Hello, welcome to The Fat Lip, the podcast for fat people about fat people. I am your very fat host, Ash, and I just had the most amazing call, and it was so affirming, and I can't wait to share this with you. But before we do that, I wanted to talk about this other little no big deal thing that happened on Monday, which is an interview that came out in Ravishly with me. I spoke with Annette from Annette with Love earlier this month after InfiniFashion February started, and she wanted to do a little interview. So we did that, and it came out in Ravishly on Monday, and I'm really happy with it, guys. You'll have to tell me what you think, but I'm really proud of the things that I said in the message. And so, yeah, if you haven't read it, you can go to Ravishly. It's on the front page right now. You can also get it on social media from my Instagram. It's in my profile link. I'm going to link it below also in the show notes so that you can get it there. But I hope you read it and I hope you like it. And if you have feedback, I'd love to hear it. And I'm just so glad that Annette was interested and let me do this. And I'm so glad for that. This little thing is getting a little bit of attention because I feel like we need it. We really need it. In that vein, I want to introduce the call that I had today with a new listener named Angel, who is an InfiniFat, who has struggled her whole life and who is just now learning what she's worth and that she is worth everything that everyone else is. And it's huge. So this is my interview with Angel. It's a long one. We got very carried away, but she says so many important things. So I hope you listen. And if you have a story to tell that's like Angel's, I would love to hear it, because this has been so huge for me to hear. And yeah, I'm a little overwhelmed right now. So here's my interview with Angel.
Well, I reached out because a friend of mine, Vandisha L. on Instagram, sent me your maybe it's not your most recent podcast, but the one about InfiniFashion. Is that how you say it?
Yep.
And I was like, oh my gosh, somebody understands. I watch a lot of haul videos, and I'm always trying to find clothes that are comfortable, that look nice, that are flattering to my body. And I just gave up, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can totally relate to this person. I've been involved in, you know, different groups where, you know, it's like fat admirers and all that. I've been down that whole road, and I am done. I'm done, because I'm just like, I don't like fetishism. I don't get any, it makes me angry, you know, that whole kind of aspect of fetishizing very large women. And I've been very large most of my adult life. I at one time weighed like 598 pounds. Of course, I did all the stuff I've had. Man, every diet, every way of eating. I had 85% of my stomach removed with the sleeve gastrectomy. I've done everything, you know, and I'm just like, this is who I am. And the thing that struck me the most when I started looking at your blog and just kind of your podcast and your website in general, was that I didn't realize that I had been feeling like the reason why I didn't fit in the world was my fault.
Yeah.
Like, the reason why there are no clothes that fit me is because I'm too big and I don't deserve to have clothes that fit me. Or, oh my God, I'm not crying. Oh my gosh, I didn't think I was going to cry. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're going to make me cry.
Woo! I didn't realize that the reason why I couldn't go anywhere or fit anywhere was because I didn't belong and I just needed to do whatever I needed to do to get to a star, to where I could function in the world. But hearing you say the things you said and just seeing myself in you and as adamant as you are about just the clarity with which you said the things that you said, it was like a light turned on. And I know that sounds, I'm 44 years old. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know there are people out there that could put words to the things that I think or even make me see that there's another way to think about myself, you know, about the fact that, damn it, I need to be able to wear clothes and nice. I deserve to wear nice clothes. I'm a person. I'm a human. I mean, I'm a large person and there are no buts. You know what I mean? This is who I am. I'm a large person. And I have health issues. I have congestive heart failure that I'm dealing with and, you know, limited mobility and all these different things. But I'm not the person that just sits around and I can hardly eat anything, especially now that my stomach is smaller. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm not who people think or say that I am. And it makes me frustrated because I get into these, I go on a lot of sites and I see women who are not as anywhere near as large as we are. But, you know, I get into these fights with people who feel the need to make comments and say things as if we need somebody to tell us anything at all. Like, just becoming a large person, that gives you, like, you can't even overcome the urge to tell me that, oh, you need to lose weight. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like you feel like you have a right.
Like in this society, all the things that you said, either I haven't already heard before or haven't considered, you know, myself, because I'm a smart person and I'm not an idiot, you know, and I know how life works and that type of thing. So I'm like, it wasn't until I can't believe I'm saying this, but it really wasn't until I listened to the podcast and saw some other videos of you on YouTube and the different things that you're saying that I was like, this is who I am and I am okay. And if I die tomorrow, I'll still be okay. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to make any apologies for who I am. And that's huge to me because I know that there's a reason why I'm this way. It is not because I sit around and eat all day. It's not because I don't do what everybody else does. It's because it's who I am.
Yeah.
And I don't have to make any apologies for that. And there are things that I want to do, and I want to get to the place to where I can do them physically. Mm-hmm. But that's all I care about anymore. I don't care about being a way that's acceptable to anybody else but me.
Yeah.
And that's huge for me. And I'm so glad because I feel like an idiot saying it to you, but this is like a different, totally different way of thinking for me.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in horrible relationships in my life and I always kind of get kind of like circle back to the same place to where the person I'm with is disgusted with me. I'm disgusted with me because I'm miserable and I'm not happy with who I am. And I've, you know, given up too much and I've spent too much money and I've gone above and beyond what I should have because I was trying to compensate for the fact that I was just so glad that somebody took the time to be with me. Yeah. You know, I never had that confidence, you know, to just say, you know, I'm okay. This is, you know, everything about me is okay. It's always been like, you know, just, I'm just grateful somebody's with me. All the time being happy in my abilities and being intelligent and creative and doing all the things, actually feeling like I had to go above and beyond because people would assume certain things about me that I couldn't do or that I couldn't. I've had, and it being a Black woman on top of that was doubly hard because not only did they think that about me because I was fat, but because I was African American.
Yeah.
And they just thought less, that I could do less, or that I remember so many times when I was working in corporate that people would be like, "You did this?" And I'm like, "Yeah." You know, it's all these preconceived notions that people have about fat people, you know, and about African-American people, and about African-American women, that has like battered me down all these years. I remember I went for a job that I was way overqualified for. And at that time, this was like, I don't know, 10, 12, 15 years ago, they were paying $14 an hour. And that was big money for me at the time. And I was in a bad way. I was practically homeless with my then horrible husband on foot, like trying to walk places because I didn't have a car. I mean, it was bad. It was bad. And I remember I got this job that was like this light. I was like, oh gosh, the opportunity. And it was a front office job. And I remember one day I made it to work. It was freezing cold, dead of winter. Even in Texas, it was cold. And I remember getting home to the hotel we were staying in and getting a message of them saying not to come back the next day. And I was floored because it was such an easy job. It was nothing, you know. Mm-hmm. And I caught on right away. And I called, and I immediately my mind went to, it's because I'm a black woman. And it was like, it was so racist there that like I would reach my hand out to like shake the like higher up hand, and they looked at me with like disgust, like, "You're gonna touch me?" Like,
oh my
no.
God.
I mean, it was that crazy. But I was desperate for money, you know, and I was hoping I didn't have to see them that often. When I called the temp office, they actually said it's because of my weight and that I didn't have the image that they wanted to, you know, portray with the company, you know,
wow,
front office job. And that like totally jacked me up for years.
Of course.
And it informed like every decision I made with the job. I started working at this one place, and I was there till about 3 years ago. And this was, I started at that company in 2002. I told you I lost a baby in 2000. And for that period of time from 2000, 2002, it was bad. Like I was in a really, really bad place with a really bad man. And so I started working at this company, and it seemed like I was really blessed to get managers, supervisors who saw my potential, saw past my weight, you know, and just were like, you know, "We'll help you do whatever you got to do." And I had that for years. And so I was moving up, but they weren't really moved up. I mean, I got paid more, but I wasn't really fulfilled in the jobs. And I finally hit kind of a ceiling and wanted to get into more tech stuff, and it just never happened. And I was so stressed out because I had two roles. I was a facility manager and an admin, executive admin. Mm-hmm. And the person that I was the admin to, the one first lady I had was cool. She was like a mom to me, but in a very professional way, but just really cool. And then she got out, and this man came in, and everything went downhill because he was very judgy. He talked down to me, and I became so stressed out because I was working so hard, you know, carrying boxes through the building. I mean, it was, I was working really hard, mm-hmm, doing two jobs, getting paid for one. And I developed ASIB, mm-hmm, just from the stress, and to the point that I ended up, I already had in mind that I wanted to go into business for myself. And I went to the hospital. I was out on leave for like 6 weeks. And when I got back, I knew I couldn't stay. So instead of having a procedure to reverse the AFib, I quit my job.
Yeah.
And the AFib went away. It went away because I was so seriously stressed out. Yeah. And I haven't looked back. It hasn't been easy, you know, working from home. Like, the thing that got me was that even the little movement that I had, and I did, like, work odd jobs, you know, but I haven't in a couple of years. But even the movement of getting out of the house, going to work, going to the car, I didn't realize how important that was for my mobility. And so when I started working from home, it was like, oh, this is awesome. I can make money at home. But at the same time, I lost a lot of my mobility.
Yeah.
And from, we were living in one place, and then when we moved in June of last year, I didn't leave the house until I had an episode because I couldn't go to the doctor. I was really immobile. And where we moved, there were stairs in the back and stairs in the front. And I needed to get my prescriptions updated and couldn't get to the doctor. And had my lungs start to fill with fluid because of the, you know, like the edema mm-hmm. I was dealing with. And so I had to go to the hospital on the night after, well, actually Christmas. Actually, the day after Christmas, the morning after Christmas, in the mm-hmm. middle of the night. And got back on meds, went to the hospital, got back on meds. I was in the hospital for a few days. And I'm doing a lot better now, and I'm feeling stronger. And I'm, you know, have things in mind, just trying to help get my mobility back. So things seem on a kind of upward turn for me now.
Good.
But I still deal with the mobility issues.
Yeah.
And like the things that we talked about with self-acceptance,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just feeling okay about who I am and making no apologies for it.
Yeah.
I told you I had this weird experience the other night when we went to go see the movie, and it was at a place where they serve dinner, and like it has one of those little half tables.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on every row, and I tried to get through, and I couldn't get through, and I barely made it there. It was just things like that where I just want to be part of the world.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to do things in the world. And I just want to be and feel good and feel strong and wear nice clothes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
go cool places, you know, and
yeah.
feel okay about it, you know.
Yeah. And like the thing is, it's really hard to get to this place, but you should be able to have all of those things no matter what size you are. Like you should be yeah. able to have nice clothes, and you should be able to go to the movies, and there should be
mm-hmm.
there should be some accommodation for people of size that need it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
like, and I think that a lot of it's hard because a lot of the fat positive community that we see on social media are like, you know, girls that are up to size, you know, 24, 26.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't ever want to minimize the struggle of like the mid fats or like the smaller, mm-hmm. small fats, because they have it hard too. But
yeah.
I think that what doesn't get discussed ever is like the everyday struggle of having to every time you want to go somewhere, you have to think about, okay, how am I going to get there? Like, do mm-hmm. do I have a car that I can fit in? Like
mm-hmm.
I have a car, thankfully, but whenever mm-hmm. I am, so my husband lives in Toronto and it's not feasible to take a car everywhere because there's no parking.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I always think like, okay, so everybody gets around with Uber, but like, I don't fit in the back seat of a lot of cars. So
yeah,
like I have to think like, okay, if I take an Uber, am I going to fit in the car? Is this going to be like a bigger deal than it needs to be? Like, is there even any
yeah.
point in this? And it becomes like this huge debilitating issue because it's like
yeah.
everything feels so hard and so inaccessible. And it's like, normal things that even regular fat people can go and do, it's hard for mm-hmm. me to feel like I can go and do them because there's
yeah.
just so many more obstacles. Okay, this is heavy stuff, but I need to butt in for a second because we need to have a word from Big Fig, our sponsor. Big Fig is the first mattress system made especially for larger bodies. The Big Fig mattress features hybrid construction, that's coils and foam, that offer the best possible support for bigger bodies. Big Fig also features superior edge support so your mattress won't break down when you're sitting on the edge, and quilting to keep all of the top layers from shifting around under you. And the thermo gel layer will keep you from overheating during the night. And the Big Fig foundation has 5 times as many slats as standard foundations to keep you comfortable and supported without breaking. Go to bigfigmattress.com to learn more and use the promo code FATLIP for $100 off your purchase and to let them know that I'm the one that sent you their way. You deserve to have a comfortable, supportive bed, and you can have that with Big Fig. And that's why I've been focusing on the clothes thing, because it feels like that is the easiest problem that we can tackle. It feels like that, because clothing companies are going up to a size 30 anyway. And, you know, some of them are going further. But I mean, we all know that places like Woman Within and Full Beauty, like they have things that fit us, but they're not cute. Like they have knit pants and, you know, nightgowns, but like, that's not cute stuff. But like, it just makes sense that if these companies are going to a size 30 in cute clothes, they can go further, you know, and we just have to be loud enough and demanding enough to ask for them. And we also need our smaller allies to advocate for us too, because, you know, we don't have lots of dollars and lots of population behind us in the infinite fat.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
So we need our allies to help us, and we just need them to understand like how hard it is and be willing to talk with us about it and make space for us. So it's really hard. It's really hard.
My question is, how do you get past the stigma? Because I think a lot of my issue has been the fear of when I stand up and say, I deserve ABC, someone saying or thinking, even I know it sounds stupid because it doesn't matter what anybody thinks about me, but thinking, well, you shouldn't be that big, you know, or nobody's going to do anything or make anything for you or accommodate you because you're way too big and you eat too much. Because that's not it.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Not
that, that's the thing that our society and people, and it's just so ingrained. It's like racism. You know, it's like it's something that you feel. Little kids, you know, will be like, oh, she's fat, because they hear their parents say, you know, these things. And it's like people would rather be mentally challenged than obese. You know, like it's like the worst thing you can be in the world is fat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it's like, how do you, I feel like we shouldn't have to combat it, you know, but I feel like it is a barrier to being accommodated, because people, you know, it's like they will to a certain extent, but it's like, you're just too big and you need to do something about yourself. So why should you be accommodated? You know what I mean? Like, how do you deal with that?
Honestly, all I do is just yell back at them. And like, sometimes it feels good to do that and just to tell them they're wrong and just to keep telling them they're wrong. And that regardless of my body size, one, it's not their business. Like, my body size is not their business. And two, regardless of my body size, I am a human being and I deserve access to the same things that everyone else has access to.
Yeah.
Like, my body is not the problem. The problem is other people's attitudes towards my body and their refusal to accommodate my body. Like, and to just have that in my mind at all times. And of course, it's so hard to think that way because we've been taught our entire lives and our entire culture has been taught that if you are fat, it is your fault and you should be ashamed of yourself. And how dare you let yourself get to this point? And you're such a burden and you're such a drain on society. And so many people think that. And I mean, we think it ourselves, right? We've been thinking it ourselves for our whole lives. So you just have to get to the place where you refuse to acknowledge that viewpoint and just say, this is who I am. This is the body that I have. And I refuse to be treated like a second-class citizen because of it. And if you are telling me that I am a second-class citizen because of the way I look, then you are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just wrong.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. You're just wrong. And I will not stop standing up and telling you that you're wrong. And I will not stop demanding the things that I, as a human being, deserve from this life, you know?
Mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm,
you are
mm-hmm.
a human being and you deserve the same things that every other human being deserves. Love
yeah.
and happiness and a good job and
mm-hmm.
good health care. And because you are a human just like everyone else, no matter
yeah.
what size your body is, like, you just have to refuse to hear anything different. And
yeah.
it's hard. It's hard to feel that every day. And there are days when, like, I am getting trolls on Instagram and I just
mm-hmm.
need to shut it down because, like, I can't hear another person tell me that I'm disgusting. And there are days
yeah.
that it really gets to me. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
I go to bed, I wake up, and I say, this is who I am, and I will not let anyone tell me that I deserve anything less than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And saying that to myself enough times, like, I believe it now. And it's been
yeah.
a long, long, hard road to get here. But I believe it for myself, and I believe it for you, and I believe it for
yeah.
every fat person, that there's nothing wrong with us. There's nothing wrong with the bodies that we live in. And, you know, everybody,
yeah.
like, all these people on the internet, like, want to bring up health and, oh, how can you
mm-hmm.
do this to yourself? It's so unhealthy. But, like, my health is not anybody else's business. Like, your health is no one else's business. And, like, I'm not asking the thin people that I see on the internet about their blood pressure or whether they have diabetes
mm-hmm.
because it's not my business. And
yeah.
it's nobody else's business either, just because of because, like, there are millions and millions and millions of thin people have plenty of health concerns,
mm-hmm.
plenty of health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
no one ever considers it their business to ask about someone's health until they're fat.
Mm-mm.
And it's
yeah.
ridiculous.
It's the truth.
It's
yeah.
ridiculous. So I just won't allow it. I won't allow it. And I don't think fat people should allow it. I don't think we should ever have to justify our health or give people reasons for why we're fat. It's nobody's business. Like,
mm-hmm.
I am what I am. I am the person
yeah.
that is standing in front of you, and
mm-hmm.
I deserve everything that you deserve. And, like, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard to
yeah.
get there. And, you know, some days it's still hard, but just kind of
yeah,
keep saying it to yourself
and
saying it to everybody else.
I think that people like you, I don't know of anybody else, actually. And if you do, I would love to, like, because what I want to do is just hear it and see it, you know, and be around it, because I need to, and not the way I've seen it, not, and I hope, I'm not trying to judge anybody for the, you know, the groups and the fat lovers and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me cringe because I don't like it for myself. And I don't like when women who want to stand up for themselves are made to feel bad because they love themselves. And, you know, maybe they don't want to be fat, or maybe they
mm-hmm.
do want to be fat, but they don't want to be fetishized, or,
yeah.
you know, they don't are given the freedom to make their own choices because
mm-hmm.
men have control over them. That's what I hate.
Yeah.
And so I've seen that side of it, and I don't want any part of that. And I've been to the groups, like local groups, and it's just yucky. But I mean, if that's what a woman likes, that's cool. I just don't want women to be controlled by that.
Yeah.
And that's the part that kind of gets me. And so, but I want to be around women who are like yourself, who just, you know, can say those words to themselves and believe those words and who encourage other people to feel, you know, and to say the same things. Because I need that.
Yeah.
I haven't had it. You know, I've had the other stuff, but I haven't really seen that. And that's why I was so elated to hear your podcast and, you know, read about you, because I could see myself and really feel like, okay, I get it. You know, this has been like a kind of quiet voice in the back of my heart, you know,
yeah.
in my mind for years and years and years, because I could mentally ascend to it, but I couldn't really feel it. You know, I couldn't really say it for myself. And to see, so somebody else saying it and meaning it and owning it, it makes me feel so much better, and it makes me want to do the things that I want to do and not wait, you know, until I'm this, or wait until I'm that, or, you know, to go boldly places and say, give me a seat, you know, or do this or move this or do, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just because I deserve it, you know, and I don't have to hide, or I don't have to, you know, be depressed about not being able to do ABC. You know, maybe I'll try more, because there might be things that I can do that, even though they're difficult, because I feel like I deserve to do them or to enjoy them, that I'll go ahead and do. It really makes a huge difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it makes a big difference. So I really am so grateful for that.
Well,
really,
I'm so glad that you reached out. And I have to tell you, I had had a rough couple of days, because it's hard, because I see so many like influencers, fat influencers, talking about their experiences and talking about the fat experience. But like, I keep coming back to this, in that I never hear them advocating for anybody larger than they are. Like, it always seems like everybody is an advocate for fat people up to the point where they are, and then it stops, you know? And I've been feeling like I have been like beating my head against this, because this podcast has been going on for 2 years now, 2 years this month. And I feel like I've just been beating my head against this wall and trying to say things and trying to talk about, you know, InfiniFat people and people like, because I have like so much to talk about with like shows like My 600 Pound Life and people that are in that size range. And I want to like advocate for them and talk about what it's like to be that size. And I've just felt like a resistance from a lot of, you know, mid-size people and, or mid or the mid-size community, you know? And so I've been so frustrated in the last couple of days and feeling like, why am I still trying like to bang my head on this wall? It's not getting through, like it's not getting through to anyone. And feel like hearing you say that it is getting through and it is helping you, like, makes me more determined to keep going and like keep saying these things, because it would be easy, because it would be easy for me, because I'm already in that place where I know what I deserve and I will fight for it. So it would be easy for me to just, you know, go back to my closed up private life and live live easily. And but I want to advocate for people like me, and I want to tell people that they can do this, you know, that they can.
It's so needed. It's so needed. And you put yourself on the line. And I think that and I know you do that, and I know it's hard, but I'm grateful for that. And I know that you're so strong for that. And I have a blog. I have this podcast. I've always wanted to be a content creator, because I have a lot to say. But I hesitated, because honestly, when I say I could never find the words, I couldn't find the words. And I'm really not this emotional. Oh my gosh, I'm on a new hormone. I don't know if that's what it has to do with. Oh my gosh, but I was always so afraid of saying what I wanted to say and showing my body, because I was afraid of what people would say. But to see you do it, and to see you say it, and to see you show yourself, you know, even when sometimes you're self-deprecating, because we all are, you know, or, you know, I look like a slob or whatever. I mean, as anybody, it's just showing how normal you are. And that is huge. Oh my God. It's like, I'm just me. I'm not Angel, but I'm 515-20 pounds. Mm-hmm. I'm just Angel. And I'm okay. And there are people who love me just for being me. And I couldn't even see how they could love me, because I felt like I had to apologize for myself. And so seeing you do that unapologetically, and, you know, without fear of all these idiots and people who are just annoying because they feel like they have the right to tell you ABC about yourself.
Yeah.
It's so empowering. And so it makes me want to, what I would love to do is I have a blog already that, oh my God, like I've done every type of food, vegan, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't even care anymore. Right now, I just want to be able to eat to be healthy.
Yeah.
But I have a blog. I've been vegan for a while, but I'm sick of thinking about any type of eating. I just want to move more.
Yeah.
And I just want to eat what I want and what serves my body, period.
Right.
But I have a blog and I would love to start like featuring your stuff and sharing it with people that I know, because somebody, oh my God, a lady just reached out to me this week, because at a time that I was more active and doing more as a large person, I was reaching out to other women who were large like me, who were struggling with mobility. Can you believe this? I used to teach water aerobic classes. Mm-hmm. Like I was really, as long as I felt like people felt like I was doing something toward losing weight, I was really confident.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like, okay, this makes me okay. So I'm going to go out and I'm going to put myself out there and I'm going to invite people over to my dad's and we're going to do water aerobics, or I'm going to go to people's houses because now I feel like I'm stronger and I'm, oh, the yo-yos with weight. Oh my God. Like
yeah.
I would get down to a certain weight and feel like I was Wonder Woman. And I was going to help the world. Now, and this one of the girls that I helped during that time who like was having trouble just walking around in the house, I would go over and say, hey, are we going to do this? Well, her cousin reached out to me and said, hey, Angel, we're going on a trip and I wanted to see if you could help Lisa again. And I'm like, wow, that's not really where I'm at anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And I struggle with it. But what I want to do is just share where I am without apology and help and do what, share what you do and help people see what I've seen in myself and not just write blogs that are approvable or what I think people want to hear,
mm-hmm.
but write about stuff that pisses me off, like clothes or, you know, I freaking moving to this place that is hard for me to get in and out of, or, you know, I went to the freaking Alamo Theater to go to the movies and it sucked because I couldn't get in the seat and, you know, it was far to walk. I mean, like just real stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And because I want people, like you said, people who, you know, like, I think the biggest thing with what you were saying about the clothes, the people that aren't as big as we are, is they take a lot for granted.
Yeah.
You know, they know that it might be harder for them. At this point, there's so many places, like there are halls, all, you know, BBW,
mm-hmm.
These different places where you can see clothes out the wazoo.
Yep.
People doing halls and Eloquy and all these places. And it's like no big deal. Models even, you mm-hmm. know? Mustang Sally too, like I follow her. I like, she has really nice dress clothes or whatever, mm-hmm. her blog. And but like you said, you know, see, they can't relate to people who can't, you know, go out and get, you know, clothes that have material that doesn't stretch.
Right.
Or, you know, waistbands that don't have any elastic or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever the case may be. They don't make clothes like that for us.
No.
You know, and unless you get them custom, which is crazy expensive, if possible at all,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing out there.
No.
And so you got to wear some big floral something and
yep.
that catches you in places you don't want it to catch you. And you know, it's just like size 6X or whatever the biggest, you know, that's what it's been for me. Mm-hmm. Underwear. Oh my gosh. Shoes. Even
you know
having shoes that my feet swell, so you know I can't wear sandals because it looks like, you know, it's bread is baking in the oven or
yeah.
you know, stuff like that. Like people just don't understand about people who are very large.
Yeah,
why can't we feel good in what we wear? We deserve to feel good in what we wear. And for so many years, it's like I even heard show, I don't even know if it was like one of those runway shows, Project Runway, or somebody said something like, of course, you know, that a person is large. There's no such thing as fashion for them. You know, that this is not fashion. Of course, this is not fashion. I don't know who they were. Oh, it was that Rose lady. Remember a few years back, she had a reality show. She was a redhead lady.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And remember her? Yeah. I don't even remember where she came from, but it was her, and they were trying to dress her. She had lost some weight or whatever. And they were trying to dress her at some New York thing. And the guy was like, well, of course, you know, there's no fashion for a person your size. We can't really call that fashion. I will never forget that. I'm like, why the hell can we have fashion?
Right.
I have visions of like designs and things. Like I have this vision of this whole like style that I want to wear. It's like a kind of like a coat dress thing, mm-hmm. like really bold print, you know, really nice brocade, and my hair done a certain way, and you know, some stylist glasses and shoes. Like, I can look good.
Yeah,
I'm
of course.
A beautiful woman. You know what I mean? So, like, why can't I look good and feel good and be comfortable?
Yeah, and that's you the know? Thing. It's like, so, it's not hard to make clothes that fit us, honestly. Mm-mm. All it is more mm-mm. material and, like, a little altering of patterns. Like, it's not hard. Mm-hmm. There's no reason that fat, very fat people shouldn't be allowed to have fashion. Like, there's no reason. Yeah. And I think, like, I have always, like, I've felt for a long time, like, some shame for, like, dressing, because I feel like my clothes aren't cute. I don't like my clothes.
Yeah.
And I felt so much shame about that. And, like, feeling like, oh, like, here I go. Like, I don't want to post a picture of myself on Instagram because my clothes aren't cute like all these other girls' clothes are. And I've always felt so ashamed of that. But, like, that's not my fault. Like, I have style. No. I just don't have clothes to match my style.
Yeah.
Like, that's not my fault.
And I'm not a seamstress. And I don't know how to put patterns together and do all that stuff. And I shouldn't. Nobody else has to be. Why do I have to be?
Right. Exactly. You know, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just frustrating. It just feels like it's such an easy problem to fix. And I just want to keep making noise until it gets fixed. Like, let's just fix it.
Yeah. Well, I definitely, I'm encouraged, and I want to start talking about it more and, like, kind of just join you in the fight. I have the capability. It's amazing how dealing with these things, and that's another reason why I admire you, because I love your content. I love your branding. I love everything about what you're doing. It looks so clean and, you know, professional, and I really like that because I know that people, that's what they look for.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, like I was saying, when you're a larger person, you know, people expect you to be cut rate or, you know, not to have good presentation, not be able to, and just they expect you not to be able to function like a normal or even a smart human being.
Yeah, it's true.
And that just pisses me off.
It's true. They just expect
write,
us.
Not a writer.
Yeah, exactly. Like they look at you and think, well, that you are completely incapable of being a person. Like, you're fat, so you are completely incapable. And it's not true. Yeah. Like, I can do the same thing everyone else can do.
So I love that because it makes me want to be able to share it and talk about it. And I want there are people in my life right now who I want to be able to tell about you and about what you're doing and even just resources, because just from you and what you've been sharing, I was able to go on to some of your posts and see, you know, different places where people, you know, did sell some clothes. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's people that, you know, are dealing with this and just different resources. Like that freaking Southwest Airlines, I had no idea.
Really?
About that.
Oh, I'm so glad that you know now, because it's like a life changer.
I had no idea. Yes. I had no idea. I had to go to Chicago with one of my clients in April, and I was like, I'm just going to drive. I know it's 16 freaking hours, but the airport, man, I can't. And I don't want, like, I've been in the hospital and had nurses like roll their eyes. You know, and like the EMS guy, I switch out with a female nurse to push me because it's like, oh my God, she's so heavy, I can't push. You know, like having people help me and all that, it's very stressful. So I'd rather drive 16 hours than fly. But if I could get a flight, And like make it through that part and actually get on the plane and all the stuff y'all were saying about being able to sit early and all that, that is huge.
Yeah, it's a life changer.
I mean, it is, because it means I can actually go someplace that I want to visit and, you know, not deal with that trauma and, you know, all that other junk that comes with it. I would definitely do that.
Yeah.
I honestly had no idea. No idea. And there are people who aren't even as large as we are that don't know that.
Yeah.
So
it's
I would
true.
Love to share these things and these resources with people. So if you don't mind, like on my blog, I would love to share your links.
And I would love to share your blog also on my Instagram and like let's share everything. Let's spread the word.
Yeah. I think I'm going to kind of because I don't really want to advocate for any type of eating. Because that just, like, I have issues, you know, not necessarily eating issues, but I've just been so fixated on it for so long because of the whole weight loss thing all my life. I'm really just done with that. And so I don't want to suggest any type of eating. So I'm going to do some rebranding and kind of moving some stuff around on my site.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll let you know. But until then, I really do want to start to share stuff with people and because I know even the people that I don't know, there are people who I love and who are in my life that know people that can be helped by this, you know, and even if it's not necessarily that they're very large, it might be an issue of mobility or any other issue where they feel like they're just not heard, you know, and that they're not accommodated for in life, in, you know, in their world or whatever. Because I really feel like this is something that I feel like I have been thinking of in my heart. As a matter of fact, that All Go app, a friend of mine told me about that before I'd seen it on your thing. And I had been thinking about doing some kind of, like, even just for Austin. I live in Austin, Texas, which is a really kind of trendy city where people are out and about all the time. And I wanted to start doing, like, almost like a Yelp for fat people where you could rate places on their, you know, ability to accommodate, you know, restaurants, concert venues, spas even, you know, getting their Brazilian wax or going to a doctor, you know, I would love to have somebody tell me, if you go to this doctor, they have a large speculum and they can do a pap smear or a dilation or, you know, it won't make you feel like crap. You know what I mean? Like, those are things that we need to know because, oh my gosh, you know how hard it is when you don't know the lay of a place and you're not sure if you could, that's, it
like Googling every photo you can possibly find of everywhere you need to go.
Girl, I just did that. I was like, let me see how the seats look.
Yep.
And I just knew when I went to this Alamo place that the seats moved because I'm like, surely they wouldn't have those seats there because it's like really narrow. And got there, not only was it not like stadium seating where you walk down
because
you still had to climb stairs, but then the tables were like, you couldn't hardly get, it was horrible.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm never going into that place again. But then I would love to have some place to say, don't go here.
Yeah.
Don't go to this place. And it's not that you're bad mouthing or down the place. It's just not conducive to your life. And, you know, to save you from a lot of, you know, frustration, pain, embarrassment, just don't go.
Yeah.
You know, but
sure,
you can go to this place because this place has the benches and they're really soft and comfortable. And you can sit there a while without feeling like something's digging in your butt and dying.
Yeah.
It hurts so bad, you know? So,
I'm really excited about All Go. And I think they're going to start out in Portland, but I'm very excited about where they could go. And also you were talking about Austin. First of all, I'm so excited that you said Austin because I live in Niagara Falls right now, but but my husband that I just married is Canadian, so we're like going through the immigration process. But our goal is to move to Austin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So probably sometime next year we're going to move to Austin. And also, also my friend Allison, who was on that Southwest episode with me, she lives in Austin and she's a giant fat. So she can definitely help you talk about places that are accessible and like places that she's gone that have worked and haven't worked. And so, I'll definitely connect you guys. And and then when I come to Austin, we'll hang out and it'll be a good time.
Oh yeah, it really will. That's exciting. I hope everything works out and you get to do that because it really is a cool place. It's a beautiful place. Not crazy accessible yet.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, that's why we're here, I guess, to
Yeah.
help other people, you know,
Right,
because
right.
it's definitely a need. Oh, that's so awesome.
And Allison and I
Wow.
have talked about, like, once I get to Austin, like, we want to, like, start. So in Portland, they have, like, a lot of fat-centered events. Like, they do, like, a chunky dunk and stuff like that. But so Allison and I have talked about, like, once I get to Austin, like, it would be so fun to, like, get a group of fat people, like, fat women especially. Like, I don't want it to be, like, okay, I started my whole fat positive thing, you know, going to bashes and that sort of thing, like the FA side of
Fashion,
things.
that's what they call them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really didn't, I mean, I liked them. I made a lot of friends, female friends at them. Like, I never dated guys at bashes or anything.
Yeah.
But I always felt like, I mean, that bashes are great and they're a lot of fun, but I always felt like I wanted more than feeling
Yes.
like I was performing for men, you know?
Yes,
Like
that's it. That's
ha
exactly what.
like
Yes.
doing that is fine and some people really like it, and I, you know, I've had fun doing it, but I also
It feels
wanted,
good. I mean, it really does. It feels good to be admired. I mean,
yeah,
there's no
absolutely.
qualms about that for sure.
Yeah, but I just wanted to, like, do something just for women and, like, that was about like who we are as people and not like about how attractive we are. So when I get to out when I get to Austin, Allison and I have been talking about doing like a group for women that are fat that and like hanging out and like just doing human things and where we don't have to worry about where we don't have to worry about like how attractive we are to dudes, you know? So
I'm all with that.
I'm so excited that you're in Austin.
Like just crafts or like just hanging out, you know, watching stupid movies
Yes,
or you
yes.
know, playing games or just laughing about stupid stuff
Yeah,
or
like
you know, having like
going to
really
the
good heart to
pool.
heart talks.
Yes.
For
Yes.
sure. My dad has a pool at his house, and of course it has to be warm. I mean, it's Texas, so it's usually
Yeah.
mostly warm. But like, you know, certain times of year it's like too cool to get in the pool. But he's always like, this baby, anytime I've had women, you know, just come over of all sizes and we just do exercise in the pool, hang out, eat afterwards. I mean, he's like, whatever you need to do, like he's one of my biggest supporters, and
Oh,
he's a
that's so
person
nice.
that has always loved me and made me feel like it didn't matter what size I was, like I'm so precious to him.
Yeah.
And that's how we need to be to ourselves and to each other.
Yes.
You know, and he
Yes.
helps me. He always brings me back to that. It's hard to stay in that, you know, mode, but he always makes, I'm not sure your husband's the same way, like the type of person that just makes you feel like whether you're, yeah, you're fat, but you're you, and I love you because you're you,
Yes,
you know.
yes.
And so, I want to be that for other people, and I want to be that for myself, and I want to be around women who feel that way and think that way, and who support each other in that. And you're right, without the gaze of men, or without feeling like, you know, being in that whole headspace,
Yes,
you know, just
exactly.
kind of being, just being together, and but at the same time having that place of relatability is
Yeah,
so huge, you
so
know, because you
huge.
just it's hard to find because there aren't a lot of us. You know what I mean? We're
Yeah,
just not a
yeah.
huge population.
Yeah. I mean,
But yeah, that's exciting.
I think there are more of us than we know. Like when I first started on Instagram, I never saw anyone that was anywhere close to my size. And I was like, where are all of the very fat women? Where are they? Like, I know that the you guys are out there and I just need to find them. And as like I've become more active on Instagram and I've gotten more followers, like they're just coming out of the woodwork. And I'm like, there you are. I've been looking for you.
That is
And
so crazy that you
yeah.
would say that. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm
No,
sorry.
go
But
ahead.
it
No,
just
go ahead.
I used to do this, like kind of have the same feeling for people because I would always say, and I could say it with my mouth, I mean, I always knew it was right, you know, that there are people out here who are dealing with what I'm dealing with, who are struggling with what I'm struggling. I never said much about them being the same size I was, but I did have one group that was, like anybody under 400 pounds was excluded.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is for big people. It's different. You don't understand, you know.
Yeah.
But I would, like, make pleas on my social media and say, hey, if you're ABCD, I had a group, I had all these things that I wanted to do, but I think it just never materialized because I didn't really feel it myself.
Yeah.
I was still in like an apologetic type, you know, oh, we're going to exercise, you know, we're getting together, but we're going to exercise and we're going to eat right and we're going to have healthy food. So,
yeah,
you know, it's okay. We're fat, but, you know, and I'm just tired of the but.
Yes. Like, yes.
Whatever you want to do, you know, this is my life. You can listen to all the reports about how obese people cause. You're not paying for anything in my life. You're not paying my bills.
No. Nope.
You're not paying none of that. None of that. And if there's 50 cents that you're paying in taxes to pay for fat people, well, you're paying for something else too.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear that. I don't want to, don't get off your soapbox. This is who I am. I know, you know, what I'm doing. I know that what I eat. I know all my vitals. I know I go to the doctor. I'm good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to explain anything
no.
to you, you know. And that place is new for me.
Yeah.
And so I definitely want to be able to share. And it's almost like being deprogrammed to debrief because when you talk to people, when people talk to me, especially since I've been talking about this crap for so long, and it's always been under the umbrella of exercise and health and all that, people come to me and they expect that from me because it's all I've put out for so many years. And now that I understand that there are different things that work for different people, if that's your goal, but if your goal is to truly be happy, then you can't fixate on that stuff and you have to just live your life and be who you are. And that's kind of where I'm going with that. And I want other people to start to see themselves that way too, because that's where true freedom is. And I haven't been free. I have not been free. And so this is like, this is like, I'm dawning to this freedom of not saying, well, I'm fat, but I really need to lose weight because I'm going to die tomorrow. You know, like that is like literally like the last, when I had this whole thing with the heart stuff, I felt like right before I went to the hospital because I couldn't breathe because I had fluid in my lungs because I hadn't been taking a diuretic, you know, for years or for about a year or at least 8 months. I thought I was going to die. And I was like, I'm going to die. And I'm going to be die fat. And everybody's going to say it's because she was fat.
Yeah.
And that's not the case. Like, I have health issues, but my blood pressure is okay. I'm not diabetic. You know what I mean? Like, all these things in my head, I'm like, wait a minute. And if I can do the things that I want to do, I just want to do what I want to do. I want to be able to go where I want to go and do what I want to do. Losing weight is not my goal. Like, living a full life and being active and doing what I want to do is my goal.
Yeah.
Just because I want to do stuff.
Yeah.
And that's just my life. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
If I wanted to sit in my bed, you know, that's my prerogative.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to do things. I like to see places. I'm interested in a lot of different things. I want to travel. So I got to get to a place to where that's easier for me, to where it's easier for, you know, for my life. But that has nothing to do with my fat or what you say about it or what you think it should be.
Right.
This is all for me.
Yeah.
And whatever I have to do myself to get there, that's what I'm going to do. But it has nothing to do with what you prescribe or what you think or what you can't help yourself to say on my social media about my fatness.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's huge.
Well, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that you're free. You're free.
I'm free. Wow, that's crazy. That is crazy.
Thank you so, so much to Angel for reaching out to me and for coming on the show today. I know this is not about me, and I don't never want this work to be about me, but I have been struggling with feeling like I'm doing all this work and it's not being heard. And the Ravishly interview was good, and I'm so happy that it exists and that it's out there. But actually hearing that an actual InfiniFat woman has heard this stuff and that it means something to her, and that it's going to change your life a little bit, is huge. And I'm just so honored and so happy. And I'm so inspired to keep going. So thank you, Angel. Gosh, she made me cry too. Okay, thank you, as always, to Star Crusher for the music you heard on today's show and the music you hear on all of the Fat Lip. You can listen to more Star Crusher at cstarcrusher.bandcamp.com. Oh, man. As always, thank you to our Patreon patrons. I want to thank a new patron, Hannah. She is our patron of the week this week. Thank you so much, Hannah, for being a patron and for listening to the show and for caring about the and the work. And so thank you. If you would like to become a Patreon patron, you can go to patreon.com/thefatlip to find out more. Sorry, I am still so like knocked sideways by this whole thing today. Okay. As always, follow on social media. On Instagram, that's where I'm most active right now. That's where all of the InfiniFashion February stuff is going on. My Instagram is fatlippodcast, so instagram.com/fatlippodcast. So be sure to follow. Follow on Twitter and Facebook as well. All of those links can be found at thefatlip.com at the top of the page. Okay. I just want to say thank you again to Angel, and I'm so honored by your words, and I'm so happy for you, and I'm so happy that you feel a freedom now. It means everything to hear that. Okay. I'll see you again next time, guys.